From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
As a vegan, my unanticipated role model for eating is my omnivorous husband. From fish cheeks to tripe to oxtail, he eats everything. The key is he eats graciously and thankfully. I became a vegetarian long ago. Eventually, I realized that I was a lazy vegetarian, prone to grazing on crackers and cheese, potatoes and cheese, pasta and cheese. It wasn't until I became vegan 5 years ago that I really had to cook. I quickly came to adore locally grown, home-cooked vegan food. Though I've always been interested in organic food politics, I've never been a proselytizing sort of vegan. The vegan militia wouldn't want me. I'm not inclined to tell people what to do. My eating has changed dramatically over the years, so I can only say that omitting animal products is my current best effort to be healthy and humane. In contrast, my husband eats voluminous quantities of everything, including a steady diet of meat. But he buys organic food whenever possible. He deliberately chooses and prepares each dish, eats slowly and appreciatively, and saves every leftover to be reinvented into the next meal. When I went to my first few Chinese banquets with my husband and his family, friends asked me, "How did you handle the platters of whole ducks and fish?" This puzzled me. To me, meat is always part of a whole animal. And I'd rather see my husband's family give thanks for the fish and polish off the whole thing from head to tail, fins and all, than see kids grow up eating factory-farmed hunks of shrink-wrapped, filleted, ground, or processed meat with no clue or curiosity regarding what animal it came from or how it was treated. My husband's eating has integrity and sincerity. It causes me to reflect and accept that people can choose different menus with the same goals in mind. We share a wish to nourish ourselves with minimal harm to the environment and other animals, to appreciate food and not waste it, and to feel connected to our food sources. With a perspective, this is Jenny Andrews.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.